The United States is trying to convince a majority of the UN Security Council to vote for military action against Iraq if Saddam Hussein does not come clean with what the U.S. says are hidden weapons of mass destruction. In Morning Edition's ongoing series of commentaries on a possible war in Iraq, commentator Matt Miller says he does not blindly support the Bush administration.
I oppose virtually everything President Bush is doing on domestic policy. But I simply can't understand Americans, and there seem to be millions of them, who believe that George Bush is a greater threat to the world than Saddam Hussein. These people aren't living in the world I see after September 11th. If you think a nuclear-armed Saddam is intolerable and also inevitable in the years ahead, then the case for stopping him before he crosses this threshold is clear. The serious case for stopping short of war is that there are always unintended consequences to military action, and that war is a bloody, costly affair. But what to do about Iraq, like all such decisions, has always involved weighing the risks of action versus the risks of inaction. It's incumbent on all who criticize the president's course to imagine themselves in the Oval Office after September 11th. Imagine that we try a renewed containment approach with inspectors, the same scheme that let Saddam, we now know, amass tons of chemical and biological weapons and pursue his nuclear ambitions. Then imagine waking up one day a few years from now to Saddam announcing he has a nuclear weapon. The next day he invades Kuwait again and announces his plans to control the Saudi oil fields, and with them 25% of the world's energy supply. If you were in the Oval Office contemplating this scenario after 9-1-1, which side would you err on? The risks of action or of inaction? It's fair to slam President Bush for not leading a serious quest for alternative energy sources and oil independence. It's also fair to slam him for not fully explaining, yet, the commitment America would need to make to reconstruct Iraq after an invasion. But if you were our first post-9-1-1 president, would you feel you had done your duty to the nation by risking through inaction the scenario of a nuclear-armed Saddam? No one welcomes war. But some dangers can't be stopped without America being ready to stop them.
The comments of Matt Miller, a senior fellow at Occidental College and host of Left, Right, and Center, produced at member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.